It's time for Local Real Estate Today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We are ready to dive deep into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. I'm excited to be here this morning and share some insights with our listeners. And it's always a great day when I'm in the studio with Kyle Bailey.
Well, today we're going to tackle an important issue facing many families across the nation. Hate to say it, the challenges of aging in place. We've got a growing senior population, more Americans trying to stay in their home as they age. But what does that mean financially and emotionally even?
Yeah, Kyle, this is a great topic this morning, especially when we're seeing seniors or people looking at housing for the long term. So aging in place continues to be the preference for the vast majority of older Americans, but financial and emotional ramifications of staying in one's current home rather than moving to a nursing home or assisted living facility can be a heavy burden. And so the Wall Street Journal reported this week some of the issues of aging in place by interviewing several families across the country about their crushing struggles to care for aging relatives. And the article noted that the growing senior population in the U.S. is expected to make these problems more widespread, as about 25% of those 65 and older will eventually require significant support and services for more than 3 years.
So why is aging in place such an important conversation right now?
Yeah, so what we're seeing is in the next 24 months, a lot of baby boomers, 7 million Americans, will turn 65 years old. So recent data from Genworth Financial indicates that while at-home care is generally cheaper than moving to a nursing home or assisted living facility, it still poses a significant financial burden for many families.
So what's it look like financially for seniors?
Yeah, so the financial implications can be staggering. For instance, the cost of hiring a home health aide currently averages about $6,300 per month. That's over $75,000 a year. Many families are struggling with these costs, especially when you consider that these expenses are expected to rise due to inflation. By 2034, that monthly cost could increase to over $8,700.
Wow. Now, with stories like the one highlighted there in the Wall Street Journal article, it seems like the struggles are really becoming more common.
Yeah, it definitely is. Wall Street Journal highlighted a Nebraska couple that has been managing care for the husband with Alzheimer's for 7 years now. Initially, they tried to manage alone, but as the condition worsened, they had to hire help. Now their yearly care expenses total around $240,000. And that's an incredible amount for anyone to shoulder, and it illustrates the heavy toll these decisions can take, both financially and emotionally.
And I saw there, too, a case of an elderly man in Illinois who depleted nearly all his savings in just a few years due to health issues, which makes it tough for families to even discuss these topics openly.
Yeah, in this scenario, Kyle, his daughter did everything she could to keep her father at home, but the cost of care quickly outstripped his Social Security and veterans benefits. Conversations about finances can be incredibly difficult, especially when trying to maintain a sense of optimism for their loved ones.
Now, could like a reverse mortgage be one way for seniors to access funds for in-home care? And can you explain how that works?
Yeah, Kyle, sure. A reverse mortgage allows homeowners, typically seniors, to tap into their home equity without having to make monthly payments until they move out or pass away. So this can be a lifeline for those wanting to remain in their homes while also accessing funds to cover care costs. So right now, seniors hold over $13 trillion in home equity. So leveraging that can provide essential financial support.
So that could be a viable option for those who want to age in place. And I understand there's also a national advocacy effort to address this whole challenge of aging in place.
Yes, exactly. AARP recently proposed a comprehensive national plan on aging, which includes goals like improving access to quality health care and long-term services, promoting financial security, and creating livable communities. So unlike other countries that have strategic plans to address the aging population's needs, the U.S. is lagging behind in developing a robust national framework.
So it sounds like there's a real need for action in this area. Yeah, and I'm glad you shared light on such an important topic. It's, it's a very vital for our listeners to understand the complexities surrounding aging in place and the options available to them.
Yes, exactly. I think there's, as we become more aware of this, we're going to find more solutions for our seniors.
And some of us are going to feel old.
Hopefully not.
But a lot of people are at one stage or another of it, dealing with it for themselves or family members. So a lot to consider there. Let's talk about real estate updates in the Umpqua Valley.
Yeah, so here's the weekly update for September 6th through September 12th. We're looking at the changes for the last 7 days. We had two coming soon new listings. 51 new listings on the market. That's quite a jump from the week prior where we saw 34 listings come on the market. 12 listings came back on the market. Two bumpable offers were negotiated by sellers. We didn't see any short sale pendings this week. We had 57 price changes, so another active week for price changes. 38 pending sales for the last 7 days. We also saw a little bump in sold properties to 37 for the week, and then we had 12 listings that were on the market that did not sell.
What about some of the current listings? What can you tell us?
Gosh, you know, the affordable market here is the homes and parks. I'm surprised at how many are coming on the market and how quickly they're selling. We've got a great three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,500-square-foot home in Shadow Ranch, and now it is known as Rose Terrace. This is also a 55-plus community. This manufactured home was built in 1990, and it is for sale at $65,000 and been on the market one day.
Now, I saw one that is kind of an as-is situation. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we have an as-is property here. This is a stick-built home. It's a three-bedroom, one-bath, just over 1,100 square feet. Really convenient location right off Garden Valley on Hicks Street in Roseburg. And it's on 0.2 acres, listed for $99,000. So I think that, you know, the agent is saying that the best use of this property would be to replace the current single-family residence, maybe with multifamily housing, because the zoning does allow for multifamily units. So,
and I was looking, too. You've got one out in Winchester, out on Page Road.
Yeah, so this one on Page Road, this actually doesn't front Page Road. It's actually a flag lot off of Page Road, so you've got some privacy. There's only two neighbors past this house. I love it. It's got a metal roof. It's also a four-bedroom home, just shy of 2,000 square feet, all in one level. Does have a really nice flat usable lot, 0.33 of an acre. And I love that the backyard is surrounded by oak trees, and there's a seasonal creek. It's actually Winchester Creek that kind of borders the back property line. It's got a hot tub, got a lot of neat character to it, spacious garage. This is listed for $485,000.
And a kind of a unique one here that looks to be kind of a fixer manufactured home.
Yeah, so this is a recent closing. It was 66 days on the market. I just pulled it up because it was 0.8 of an acre, but the name was interesting. I don't even know if I've paid attention to this, but it's on Okie Dokie Lane in Sutherland, Oregon.
Okie Dokie Lane.
Yeah.
Wow.
Didn't know there was an Okie Dokie.
Did not know that either. And you've got a listing down in Myrtle Creek, too.
Yeah, so Myrtle Creek, Old Pacific Highway. This just sold, three-bedroom, one-bath, 1,086-square-foot home on 0.11 of an acre that sold for $160,000. So it's just showing you there are some affordable homes, properties out there that are selling.
Now, on the other side of the market, you go east to Roseburg, out O.C. Brown Road. You've got quite an expansive property here.
Yeah, so this is a pretty unique property. I love this location out in Dixonville. This house was on 170 acres. It's a four-bedroom, three-bath, 3,200 square feet. Love that it had all this privacy. It also had a great in-ground pool and a hot tub, so you can basically have a vacation at home. It's your retreat. Every time you come home, it's amazing. But anyways, this was on the market 6 days, the most recent listing. It was listed at $1,050,000, and it sold for $964,000 cash.
So how do people get a hold of you this weekend?
Yeah, definitely. You can. We're always available by phone or text, 541-371-5500, or you could check out our website at marygilbert.com.
Mary Gilbert from the Mary Gilbert Group, wrapping up the local real estate update. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
9 o'clock.